Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Since the Newtown shootings, the National Rifle Association has stepped up the kind of no-holds-barred public relations campaign that it's become infamous for. Here's one of the NRA's latest ads. It sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie trailer.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight.
The imagery for that ad was developed by the NRA's longtime ad agency, which our next guest says has played a major role in shaping the gun rights lobby group. It's also one of the longest collaborations in advertising history.
And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you.
Peter Finn is a Washington Post reporter who recently wrote about the NRA's ad agency. And Peter, you identify the company as Ackerman McQueen, sometimes called ACMAC. It's based in Oklahoma. Why did the NRA pick this company to be its ad agency rather than, say, a firm in New York City?
Well, this occurred back in the early 80s. I think there were personal connections between people at the NRA and people in Oklahoma. And they also, I think, felt more comfortable with an ad agency that one of them said knows which end of a gun the bullet comes out of.
I want to have us listen to another recent ad the agency helped develop. It's one that attacks President Obama for not wanting to put armed guards at every school, as the NRA demanded, instead of gun control. And again, this was in response to Newtown.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school?
Peter, that ad got a lot of reaction, and you've called this firm's ads controversial and compelling. Why do you describe it as having that blend?
Controversial because obviously a lot of Obama supporters and the White House itself, they were deeply offended by this ad. They called it revolting, repugnant, and cowardly. However, these ads do resonate with the NRA's base. Their supporters do react well to these ads. They are not designed to please liberals. They are designed to advance the cause of gun rights. They're not out to please people. They're out to win a fight.
In your article, you describe this as more than a typical corporate client relationship. I mean, it's as if the agency has essentially become part of the NRA. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, I don't think you would find many advertising firms with that close a relationship. For instance, Wayne LaPierre's wife at one point worked for the Ackerman McQueen subsidiary, the Mercury Group. Other people from Ackerman McQueen have moved into the executive offices at the NRA. Ackerman McQueen has taken positions on some of the internal turf battles within the NRA, and they have been fierce. So, yeah, I think this is an unusual advertising agency-client relationship.
You also talk about the executive director of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre. You say that he has been essentially groomed by Ackerman McQueen. Tell us about that grooming.
Well, I mean, if you speak to people who have known him for a long time, and I should note here that Mr. LaPierre declined to speak to us, as did Ackerman McQueen. But we did speak to other people who were and are in the NRA and who have known him. And, you know, they said he was a guy who came into the NRA not terribly conversant about guns and not particularly smooth as a public spokesman, which he's become. And that Ackerman McQueen cultivated his public persona over the years and that the two of them are very closely allied. You know, Wayne LaPierre is not the only person in Washington to have gotten media training
Sure. And
to have dramatically improved their ability to speak in public. So I don't see it as that unusual, but again, it's just another example of this deep relationship.
There was another ad. It was a print ad in the 1990s that the NRA was really vilified for. It claimed that a Clinton administration ban on semi-automatic weapons, quote, gives jackbooted government thugs more power to break in doors and seize people's guns. Now, I believe you write that that almost got the firm fired, but Ackerman McQueen is, of course, still working for the NRA. How did that play out?
You know, there was a lot of internal turmoil at certain points about how strident the message should be. They survived, but there was a lot of fallout from those particular attacks because shortly after they appeared, the Oklahoma City bombing occurred, and the whole issue arose about McVeigh and his attitude to the federal government. And it led, in fact, George H.W. Bush to cancel his membership in the NRA when, from his point of view, they didn't quickly and properly apologize for calling some federal agents Nazis.
Some former NRA executives say that Ackerman McQueen is part of the problem with the NRA, or maybe is a problem for the NRA. How do some people think that Ackerman McQueen can be a liability for the NRA?
Well, I think the important word there might be former. I mean, there are people who are no longer associated with or in power at the NRA. I think within the NRA now, today, I mean, I have no reason to believe that Ackerman's position is not strong and they're not secure in holding that account. You see no sign, even after the reaction to the ad that referred to Obama's children, you see no sign that they're becoming any less strident. There have been a succession of ads over the last several weeks that have been equally in your face. And they are, you know, they are sending these ads to their massive email list of members. They are putting them up in targeted states where they think they want to influence particular senators. They are putting them up on YouTube for everyone to see. They have also, I should say, advertised in the Washington Post with an ad suggesting that the government might confiscate your guns. So, you know, this is a multi-pronged campaign.
Let's hear a little bit of that ad.
Obama's experts say that a gun ban, like the one being debated right now in Congress, will not work without mandatory gun buybacks. Mandatory gun buyback. That's government confiscation of legal firearms owned by honest citizens.
You say that for some people who used to work at the NRA, they say that this agency has really made and the NRA come across as too fundamentalist, you know, appealing only to its core supporters. Is that something that the NRA worries about at all?
That is difficult to say. I mean, there are certainly former NRA executives who believe that there is a much wider constituency to support gun rights than the NRA is appealing to. But, you know, the NRA is at the moment holds a position of little or no compromise on the wider issues of gun control. So it's hard to see them moving towards a softer message, particularly at this moment.
Peter Finn is a Washington Post reporter who recently wrote about Ackerman McQueen, the NRA's longtime advertising agency. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us know any of your thoughts about today's show, including what you think about NRA advertising. Go to hereandnow.org and click on Contact Us to send an email or scroll down to leave a comment. You can also follow us on Twitter at Here and Now. Back in a minute, you're listening to Here and Now.